What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Somebody knocks on your door and offers to do some odd jobs, mow the lawn or clear out the guttering, for instance. So should you slam the door in their face or reward their entrepreneurial spirit? Conor Pope from the Irish Times has been speaking to some people who opted to do the latter. Afternoon, Conor.
Good afternoon to you, Sean. Can I just say, I think the answer to your question is you should do neither of those things. I always would suggest people don't slam the door in anybody's face, apart from the fact that cold callers and people who are like, it can be a hard job. But I think the polite, firm no is the answer. Yes. To your question. And that is almost always the case, because one of the readers of the Irish Times contacted me and it kind of crystallized the problem. So he was in his house. He's a man, an older man, he could be in his 70s. Knock on the door, someone says, would you like us to clean out your gutters? It'll be 60 quid. So he went, oh, grand, I need my gutters cleaned out. Some guy climbs up the ladder, cleans out the gutters in a fairly slipshod fashion, and then came down and said, listen, you've got 12 tiles broken on your roof. And he was like, well, I knew I had one tile broken, but I certainly didn't have 12. And the suspicion would have been that the person who was up on the roof broke the tiles. And then they'll say, listen, we'll fix the tiles for you and we'll sort you out. And the 60 euros suddenly becomes 600 euros or 700 euros. And that kind of story is heard very commonly. And it's a real problem because it can be enticing. If you need a job done around the house and someone calls your door and says, I will do it for you right here, right now, and it's going to be fairly reasonably priced. A lot of people will say that. And, you know, I'm always telling people, look out for the bargains. These are sometimes bargains that seem too good to be true, and they are too good to be true, because it's a well-documented crime that's happening. And I see it in my own neighborhood all the time. People call to my house and they say, can I do this and that and the other? And I'm always saying absolutely no way. And I'm lucky because then I've got my two little dogs and they're howling in the background wanting to rip these people to pieces. Now, the fact that they're about 2 inches tall is neither here nor there. They sound like they're big dogs. So that's the end of it. But I see my neighbours and they're getting work done, and you just know it's not going to be the right work, because the problem is that you can't contact the person who's doing the job should something go wrong into the future, because they don't have a physical address. You don't have any details of their VAT number or their past work. And the Gardaí have issued multiple warnings on this, warning people of the natures of the crimes. And it's not just somebody taking tiles off your roof and chucking them down onto the street and saying, we'll fix the roof. A lot of the other elements of the crime would involve taking a deposit for work and then disappearing, or indeed coming into your house to fix something in your house and stealing stuff. And that's why, unless you know the person and unless you have an ability and a capacity to contact the person after the fact, you should always say no to these kinds of jobs. And it's a depressing thing because, I mean, I'm sure there are people out there who do these jobs and they do them well. And as you say, they might have an entrepreneurial spirit. And then there are other people who do them badly and who give the whole industry maybe a bad name.
Yeah. And that man that you were speaking to when the lads did the gutter, did they do that right?
Not at all. I mean, if you're going to clean out the gutters, for a start, you need tools.
Yes. Oh, no.
So it was a guy going up on a ladder and clearing out the gutters with his hands and then chucking the clods of whatever it might have been on the street. So did they do it right? Absolutely not. Were the gutters slightly clearer than they might have been prior to the job being done? Probably. But, you know, it's not the standard of work that you'd expect. And it was more like the after the fact stuff. And people can feel kind of like if you're in your home and there's somebody standing at the front door and the front door is open and you don't have the two little hounds of the Baskervilles barking the place down, people can feel kind of vulnerable. Yeah. Because the person who's there, who might be threatening you or might be saying, listen, we want to do this job, you need to get this job done. They know where you live, obviously. And that's a problem for some people. So I think the bottom line always is always say no. And if you need work done on your gutters, if you need work done on your roof, if you need work done on your paving or whatever it might be, you call someone yourself. You do all the necessary checks. So you make sure that they have public liability insurance. You make sure that they have all of the things that are needed. And yes, that does make the job more expensive. But can you imagine how expensive it would be if somebody's up on your roof and they fall off your roof?
Yeah.
You know, well, like who pays the price for that? Ultimately, it could end up being you. And as I say, it's just one of these cautionary stories that we have, saying to people, you know what? Oftentimes, it's better to be cautious and just, as I say no.
Yeah. Now, it also strikes me as well that if somebody knocks on your door and says, I'll do that for 60 quid, they're not saying Revolut it to me. They want cash. So if you're 100%. Able to pay that, yeah, they know you have cash in the house, which perhaps, again, might mark you out as a bit of a
Exactly. And I think one of the prime targets of this kind of activity would be older people. And older people, like, I'm not saying that older people don't have Revolut cards, because of course they do. You know, lots of people have the capacity to transfer money. But generally speaking, older people rely more on cash. They would have more cash in their house. And as a result, they would be, as you say, more vulnerable. And that's the other thing about my own personal circumstances. I can't remember. And we've talked about this on the show on the past. I can't remember the last time I actually had cash to hand. So, like, I'd be going, well, listen, there's nothing I can do for you. I have no money at all.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do have cash, and a lot of people do have cash lying around. And that, as you say, makes them more vulnerable, and it also makes them a bit of a target. So, if again, it goes back to your opening. There's no need to be rude to anybody, I think, but just say, no, I'm all set, thanks. And if they say, well, listen, I see a few broken tiles up on the roof, and you can say, I know, I've got a roofer coming tomorrow or next week or whatever it might be. And the polite but firm, no, I have it all covered, is always, always, always the approach that people take. And I say that knowing that there are probably people calling around to houses around Ireland today who are totally legit and will do a good job.
Yeah.
But similarly, there are people who are calling around to houses who won't do a good job and who might get people into trouble.
Yeah. Now, you say that some one kind of variant on the scams is that other people who are there, and they're all in the same gang, but they call back to the house and pose as revenue officials.
Yeah, I thought that this was from a Garda circular that went out. And, you know, part of me was thinking, well, that just is so convoluted and far-fetched that you could never fall for that. So what they'll do is they'll call around they'll do the job. They'll call around days later and say, I believe you had work done. There's an outstanding debt on that for the tax, for the revenue. We're revenue. We want the money. Now, anybody can see through that as a scam.
Like, yeah.
Anybody can see through that as a scam. But the problem is you have somebody standing at your door demanding money. And that in itself can be intimidating for people.
Yes.
So it's always important to cut it off at the very earliest stage, because otherwise you're creating potential problems for yourself. And as I say, the people who are most vulnerable are the ones who could suffer the most, and that would be just a terrible thing. And I see neighbours of mine, older people, and they're getting the work done. And I'm just going, lads, like, no, let's just don't do that. But what can you say?
Yeah, indeed. Connor, thanks a million. As ever, Connor Pope there from the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.